Chassam Sofer in his psicha to Masechtas Bava Kamma, his psicha to Seder Nezikin. So he talks about the idea that we've spoken about, and that is Kula Nezikin Chada Masechteh. So the Makar is a Gemara in the end of Bava Kamma, Avodah Zarah, Dav Zayin, where there was a Machlokes Amayram. Rabbi Yosef Shita was that Kula Nezikin Chada Masechteh. And the Rishonim say, Rashi, Avodah Zarah, Dav Zayin, Tosis Bava Basra, Dav Beis, the Rambam in his Hakdama to Pirush HaMishnayis, that Kula Nezikin Chada Masechteh doesn't mean the entire Seder Nezikin. But Kula Nezikin Chada Masechteh means the three Bavas, that Bava Kama, Bava Metziah, and Bava Basra, they're really Chada Masechteh. In fact, we mentioned that if Kula Nezikin, that Bava Kama, Bava Metziah, Bava Basra are all one Masechta, so what's the name of the Masechta? Meaning, Bava Kama is not the name of the Masechta, it's just the first Bava, the first Shar to this one very large Masechta. Bava Metziah is the middle Shar, Bava Basra is the final Shar. What is the name of, every Masechta has a name, so what's the name of the Masechta? So we said, the name of the Masechta is Masechta Nezikin, right? If Kula Nezikin Chada Masechta means the entire Seder Nezikin is Chada Masechta, so then the Taich of Kula Nezikin Chada Masechta is the entire Seder Nezikin is one Masechta. But if Kula Nezikin Chada Masechta doesn't mean the entire Seder Nezikin, it means the three Bavas, so then what does it mean Kula Nezikin? It's a misnomer. It's not a misnomer. The Masechta is called Masechta Nezikin. In fact, if you look at the Chassam Sofer's Psicha that we're about to read from, this is the way he starts. Psicha le Masechta Nezikin. It's Pasha. That's the name of the Masechta. The Masechta is called Masechta Nezikin, and it's made up of three Sharim, Bava Kama, Bava Metziah, Bava Basra. We mentioned that there's another Masechta that you find the same exact phenomenon, and that is Masechtas Kelim in the Tosefta. So if you look in the Tosefta of Masechtas Kelim, it's broken up into three parts. You know what the three parts are called? Bava Kama, Bava Metziah, Bava Basra. The name of the Masechta is Masechtas Kelim. It's just made up of three Sharim, the same three Sharim that you have in Masechtas Nezikin. Bava Kama, Bava Metziah, Bava Basra. You have in Masechtas Kelim. You have Bava Kama, Bava Metziah, Bava Basra. Either way. So the Chassam Sofer here in his Psicha, and incidentally, we spoke out parts of this Psicha in the Psicha to Masechtas Bava Kama, where we said over that the Chassam Sofer brings from the Ramami Pano, who said that the Arba'ah V'Nezikin are really mechuvin to the Dal Golias that Klal Yisrael had to go through, and Seyde Nezikin is really Seyde Yeshuas in the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, the Ein Kana Mokum Laharach. But in the middle of this psicho, Sazok the Heilige Chassam Sofer, he says as follows, V'simonech, a simin for you to know that Kula Nezikin Chada Masechta. But Bava Kama, Bava Metziah, Bava Basra are really just the three Sha'arim. They're the three parts. They're the three components to Masechtas Nezikin. And the same is true for Masechtas Kelim. Kula Kelim Chada Masechta is just made up of three parts. Bava Kama, Bava Metziah, Bava Basra. So the simonich is Gal Einai V'Abita Neflois Mitoy Resecha. Zokter Sam Sofer, Gal is Rotzo Loimar, Gimel Lamed, Gimel Sha'arim, V'Lamed Prokim. Because if you look in Masechtas, Bava Kama, Bava Metziah, Bava Basra, and you add up all the prokim, you know how many prokim there are? There's 30 prokim. Each one of the three Masechtas have 10 prokim. It's 30 prokim. Masechtas Kelim is also made up of 30 prokim. So Zok Tehelik Echsam Sofer, a simin that Kula Nezikin Chada Masechta, and a simin that Kula Kelim is Chada Masechta. Just they're made up of three Sha'arim, but they're really one is Gal Einai V'Apita Neflois Mitoy Resecha. Gal is Bava Kama, Bava Metziah, Bava Basra. It's the three Sha'arim, the Lamed are the Lamed Prokim that you have, Sayin Nezikin, and the Lamed Prokim that you have in Masechtas Kelim. So I'll just tell you a beautiful Ha'ar that I heard from Yedidi Ramosha Grun, who we quoted on that base, the epic shtickle from Rabbi Elazar Gadol, and Yiyush, Rabbi Tzadik, Shin Yod Ches, etc., etc. So he shtelt zu a medrash in Parshas Metzora. So the medrash is going on the pasuk V'isha ki yazuv zoiv dama yamim rabim. It's in the sugyas of Zav. But the medrash says as follows, that Shloim HaMelech said in Shir HaShirim, Roishoy kesem paz kfutsoysav taltalim shchoyrois ka'oyrev. And the medrash says that this pasuk is talking about Torah. Roishoy kesem Paz, Roishoy zu Torah, Dechsev Hashem Kononi Reish is Dargoy, and Kesem Paz, etc., etc., is referring to Divrei Torah. Kvutzois of Sturis Taltalim is, it's all Torah. That this Pasuk, Roishoy Kesem Paz, Futsois of Tal Talim Shchayrus Ka'ire, it was referring to Torah. Incidentally, we spoke out once the Hakdama to the Ktsois HaChoshen, where the Ktsois writes in his Hakdama that the reason he's naming his Sefer Ktsois HaChoshen, it's Miloshin Kfutsois of Tal Talim. Because you see from this Medrash, from this Pasuk, that the Torah has to be braided very, very nicely. You have to beautify the Torah. And that's why the Ktsois writes in his Psicha, that even though his purpose of writing Ktsois HaChoshen was as a Halacha Sefer, but at the same time he says he's going to infuse a little bit of pilpul. He's going to infuse different inyonim that are pasha going to beautify the Torah. L'kayim ma'ishenemar kvutzois of taltalin. Because that's the way Torah is supposed to be. Torah is supposed to be geshmak. It's supposed to be beautiful. And that's why the ktsois varf darayin a few pilpulim. Lamed dalet dalet, aleph vav, lamed ches hey, just to name a few that we mentioned recently. Pezai and hey, but the bottom line is that it was all al derech zek fusaysav tal tal. Either way, so the Medrash goes along and has different pshatim and different mahalchim to explain this inyan and this pasuk of kfutsoysav tal tal and referring to Torah. One of the pshatim is as follows: Rab Chanan Ditzipoyrim Pasakra Betlu Lezushalafer. He says you want to know what it means tal talim. It's referring to a mound of offer. Misha tipish ma'oimer. He says if someone's a tipish and he sees a mound of offer, what does he say? Mi yochel katzos hazu? Who can possibly chop down this mound? Misha pikeach ma'oimer. But if somebody's a pikeach, if he sees a mound, what does he say? He says, listen, I understand this is very overwhelming. However, hareini koitz et shtei mishpolos hayoyim. I'm going to cut off two mishpolos, you know, two whatever today. Shtei mishpolos lamacher. Ad she'ani koitz et hazkulo. Until eventually, day by day, two at a time, I'm going to eventually knock it off. Says the Medrash, Rav Chanan Ditzipoyrin, kach. Same is true when it comes to Torah. Misha tipish oimer. Someone that's a tipish. He sees the Torah. What does he say? Mi yochel lomedas haTorah. Who can possibly learn the Torah? Nezikin, listen to these words. Lamed prokim. Kalim lamed prokim. How am I going to learn Nezikin? It's 30 prokim. How am I going to learn Kalim? It's 30 prokim. Aba misha pikeich ma'oimer. But someone that's a pikeich, what does he say? Hare nishtoine shtei alochis hayoim. Shnei alochis lamachar. Achani. You don't have to learn it in one day. What I'm going to do is I'm going to break it down. I'm going to learn two halachas today. I'm going to learn two halachas tomorrow. Says the Medrash, this is the aside of how a person accomplishes great things. A person who looks at a task and he's overwhelmed by it. How am I going to do this? It's impossible. That person's a tipish. Because Misha Pikeach Ma'o Oimer, he says, yeah, it's overwhelming. How am I going to do this? You know how you're going to do it? You're going to chip away. Hareini loymit shnei alochis hayoim, shnei alochis lamacher, and then eventually, this that at first seemed to be an incredibly difficult task, you're going to find is not going to be so difficult to do. But what was the muscle that the Medrash gave for this idea? What is the tipish? What part of the Torah is so overwhelming? He sees Nezikin, and he says, how am I going to learn Nezikin? It's Lamed Brachim. He sees Kalim. How am I going to learn Kalim? It's Lamed Brachim. You know what the Teretz is? Harei nishtoyne shtei halachis hayoyim, shtei halachis lamacha. So said Rav Moshe Grun, yesh loyma, that's the oymik hakavon of the Heilig Chasam Sofer. That David HaMelech said, gal einai va'abito neflois mitoyros echa. A person wants to be zoichi, wants to see the neflois mitoyros echa. But it's very overwhelming, because Misha tipish. What does he say? He says, how am I going to learn the entire Torah? How am I going to get to a point where I'm going to be zoicha to the seed and a flois mitayra secha? And specifically, how am I going to learn the Zikin? How am I going to learn Kalim? It's 30. But you know what the answer is? Gal. You know what Gal is? We took the 30 prokim of Masechtas and Zikin and we made 3 Masechtas out of it. We made Bava Kamel, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra. And by the way, you don't have to learn the whole Masechta in one day. One daf a day. The two amudim, I think, are the two halachas. But you can learn one daf a day. You chip away, you chip away, you chip away. And if you do that, you'll be zoicha to see the neflois mitayra secha. Gal, taking the zikin, which is 30 brokim, and making 3 bavas out of it. That's the way for a yid to be zoicha, v'abita neflois mitayra secha. That's the oimik, maybe, hakavana of the Heilig Chasam Sofer.